Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, today's special guests are going to be Coco Mama. Love them. Incredible musical journey with this all-female band. Named for the Inca goddess of health and happiness, brimming with originality. I saw these sisters play at Friars Club recently, and they were just phenomenal, so I had to have them on my show. They're going to be calling in soon. And, I'm going to start off the show with some of the music, and then hopefully as they call in, I will get to them. So let me just play something to begin. This is Suvaka.
Thank you.
Denner on the line here. I hope I have said that right, Nikki. Hello? Well, your mic is open, Nikki, if you're listening. All right. Let me see who else I have on the line here. I'll open up their mic, too. Hello? You're on the air.
Yes, hello. This is Christelle.
Okay. Hi, Christelle. I opened Nikki's mic, but I don't know where she is. So I'll talk to you.
I'm here.
Are you there, Nikki?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Now yes, I can hear you. Okay, I have you both on the line. All right,
that is
so terrific. I had the pleasure of seeing you at the Friars Club. You guys were just fantastic and so awesome there. And we have a mutual friend, Michelle Ballin, and she brought me to see you guys, and I just was blown away by your whole musical concept, everything all together. Nikki, you are the musical director?
Yes, I am.
Is that correct? Okay, so yeah. Nikki, you're the musical director, and I also have, who else do I have on the line?
Christelle, I'm the vocalist, and I was here that night at the Friars Club also.
Oh, yes. I described you as the tallest person, but I remember everybody. But, yes, you were phenomenal too, and it's just great. So I'd like just to introduce you to the audience and just give us a little backstory on how you all formed. Either one of you.
Nikki.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I'll say, yeah. So we were hired to do a fundraiser for Mike Bloomberg for his second run of mayor by a women's group, a Hispanic women's group, and they wanted an all female salsa band. And so we were all, there was no band at that point, and we were all called as separate individuals. And we played together, and it was really fun, and it sounded good, and we got a few more gigs from that performance, and about 6 months of playing in this pickup band, we decided, you know, this is really fun, and people seem to like it, so why don't we form a band? And that was, I think the band officially started with a name in 2006. And then the thing is that we were playing pretty straight ahead Latin dance music for many years. And then at a certain point, we decided to really shift the music towards the music that influences that we've all played, different music like jazz and pop and Latin as well, and really make it a mix of all of the different influences of everyone.
There
in
is
the band.
Definitely a fusion to your music,
yes.
Where that you can't say, you would never, I would never be the one to presume that go, oh, well, this is just Latin. It's not just Latin, because you kind of cross over in your music.
Yes.
And almost, the word I want, the musical word I'm looking for is not fugue, but counterpoint.
Right.
Counterpoint a lot of different elements, so you could switch, while I was listening, you could switch at any time and it becomes something else. And then it goes back.
Yep.
So I love that
That's
interplay
the whole
you have
idea.
With the music.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm glad I grasped it.
That's the whole idea.
You're like no one else, Coco Mama. And that's www.cocomamamusic.com. And so you have a numerous amount of members. Is it always the same group, or does it fluctuate?
Christelle?
It has fluctuated with time. I personally arrived 2 years after the beginning of the band. I joined the band in 2008, and since then, it's mainly the core is mainly the same musicians, but we have one or two musicians who have moved on to other projects. But the band that you...
So who is the core? So we should mention them, definitely.
Yes.
You want to mention their
absolutely.
Names?
Absolutely. Of course. The Nikki Dinner, musical director on piano. Jennifer Vincent plays the bass. Mayra Casales plays percussion and sings, and she's the founder of the band. Myself, Christelle Durandi on vocals. Karina Collis is on drum set, and she joined a little bit a while ago. And we also have Reut Regev on trombone and the great Ariadne Trujillo on vocals.
Everyone, I could tell you guys very seasoned professionals.
Yes, we are. Everybody is, composer, songwriter, arranger on their own. The thing that is very important to note with this band is that everybody's coming from a different walk of life, a different place in the world, and everybody's a seasoned musician, as you said, and a professional. And this is what makes this band very interesting, that we all bring things on the table. It's everybody brings some compositions, some arrangements, some different influences and inspirations. And I think this is what makes it a beautiful thing.
Oh, it is. It is fantastic. And your new CD, by the way, which is called... I'm going to say it right, okay? Coco Mama,
yes.
Quiero.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got that right. And where can people get the CD?
The CD, you can get the CD on our website. There are different links on our website. The usual iTunes, through CD Baby, and also through Bandcamp, which is the music store that our label, Truth Revolution Records, uses.
Okay, that's great. I love that you incorporate almost with the trombone and saxophone that big band kind of. And yet, when you're singing, when you are singing, it just the levels are so equal. I don't know how you do it, but it manages that everyone is equal when you're doing it. That's the element I love. That it's big band feeling, but you're not what I would say a belter. You're a singer, and you're not yelling a song, so everything is subtle and very wonderfully fluid in the composition.
Well,
who does all the arranging?
Well, thank you. Nikki does a lot of arrangements, and again, the other members bring some arrangement as well, some compositions. I just want to say something about the trombone that you mentioned. I think it's very noticeable on the composition that we heard when you opened your show tonight, this morning. It's Nikki's composition, Sivuka. And I think, I don't know, maybe she'll talk about it, but what you're saying is very interesting about the share of the trombone and the voices. It's exactly what it's all about. It's
mm-hmm.
not a solo of trombone. It's a feature at this moment sustained by everybody else in the band. And the voices are intertwined with the trombone. The piano is playing something that is going very well along with the bass. Everything is really like
everything is equal. That's what I love about
yeah.
the music is that everything is on an equal level. That no one instrument is overpowering or another. I'm not a musician. I am amazed at how you maintain that level because. Every musician wants to just bump it up a little bit, and to maintain it. And to maintain it so in equilibrium with the vocals is amazing. It's just amazing. How do you, Nikki, how do you keep that under control?
I don't really keep anything. You know, my job as music director is kind of, because that's the word that we all are used to hearing, but it's really more, I really think of myself more as a music organizer because everyone in the band has led their own group at some point or is leading it, and we're all equal musically, you know, as far as experience and we're really lucky because we've played together so much for so long. So there's a lot of real, intuitive we all kind of know we're so used to playing with each other. And
you
we're
give
all
each other
same.
So much room. That's why I was just in my head going, I wonder if a male band would do that. Because now that I'm thinking of swing bands and the male bands that I know, somebody's always like playing a little bit louder or drumming a little bit harder.
Well, and I think that's the thing that is really unusual, especially in the New York area, that we really are a band. You know, I'm technically the musical director, but we're really a band. You know, like we all come together, even if it's my arrangement, I'm very open because I respect the other people's musicianship so much, and I'm eager to hear their opinion. We really put everybody's opinion is included, you know, in, even if it's my arrangement. And when we play, we're all the same type of musician. We're all very supportive musicians, and we're all listening
very
at
supportive.
The same time.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
And even when you had, because I saw you perform live, even when you had the brief solos, it was all, you know, in my mind I was counting, I was doing the counting, how much time each person was getting. My years of band. And I was counting how much time each, probably being a comedian too, I was thinking, like, how much stage time is that? And it was so equal and nice, but it really nicely featured the congas, every little instrument, and just everybody had their little niche there. And do you have any live performances coming up?
Yes. We do. We're going to be at the Zinc Bar in Manhattan February 9th from 8 to 11. Well, that's two sets.
Wow.
And that's on the website also.
And that's on your website, www.cocomamamusic.com, if they want to find more information and to get that. Now, we have some time. Do you mind if I play another song for the people?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. This one is, I am going to so mispronounce this, Coco Mama, Pasiejes Cubanos.
Close. Ahora sí. Ahora sí.
Thank you. Here we go. It's coming up now.
Sobre el horizonte donde se divisan los llanos y los montes. Ay, donde la primavera crece la palmera y trina el sinsonte. La tarde viene cayendo, la noche se va esparciendo a lo ancho del paisaje. Las aves vuelan al nido, las nubes se han escondido a lo ancho del celaje. La luna sale paseando, los verdes cañaverales.
Yo le canto. yo le canto a mi guajira.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
I meant to ask you.
Thank you.
I know you're Cuban, right? Somebody's Cuban. There.
No, neither of us are Cuban. The other lead singer is from Cuba, and then Myra is Cuban.
Myra Cuban. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. My family is from Puerto Rico, and I was wondering if you ever heard of the music of a documentary called The Plena Is Work, The Plena Is Song.
No, I'd love
about
to
know.
About
Puerto Rican. Well, if you get a chance, I think you'd like to check it out because you remind me a little bit of this documentary that was made years ago about, and it's about that the songs are about everyday things and everyday romance or gossip or, you know, that it's poetry and music. So there was just a little bit of that feeling when I was listening to that. But that was great. Mm. So we have 7 minutes. And what else should we include, ladies? What would you like to include? Let the audience know.
Christelle mentioned that we all come from different backgrounds and influences, and I think it's kind of fascinating that because we're from New York, we're all from different, so like Ariadne is Cuban, Myra is Cuban, Christelle is actually from France. I didn't really believe it for a while when I first met her until I heard her speaking French, and that's, she really is from France. I never told you that. So then I grew up in Wisconsin, and Jennifer, our bass player, she grew up in Oregon, that's how they say it, and then Karina, the drummer, is from Mexico, but she's really well-versed in, she plays with a really famous Colombian composer and band leader. So she knows so much South American music, which is really exciting because I love that music, but I'm not really knowledgeable of it. So she brings that. And Reut is Israeli, so she's the trombonist. And it's a real mix of, it's truly like a United Nations of women.
I was going to say, Crystal, and there used to be the age where the minority musicians went to France. You did it in reverse. You came from France to here to play.
Yes, I did the reverse. But the music, of course, is everywhere, and I was just introduced to Latin music at a young age, and you know, was attracted to it in some form. So you know, it for me it's a very natural thing. Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell the audience, and we have an international base all the way to Amsterdam, that you guys are amazing, and they should definitely check you out and get your that's Coco Mama at CocoMamaMusic.com to get your music. And tell the date when you're playing again, February 9th at?
We will be February 9th at 8 p.m. at the Zing Bar in New York City.
Oh, that is terrific. So I have 4 minutes here. Now, technically, it's going to sound like you go off the air. So it stops off the air. But I have to play this one last song for the audience because I absolutely love it. and me up. So I want to thank you for being guests on. So technically, it sounds like you go off the air, but when this will stay on the air, ladies, and people can download it for free and listen to the interviews on iTunes for free, and this will stay up.
Cool.
So you guys can re-listen or whatever you want, but I'll play the last one. One more plug. That's www.cocomamamusic.com. Go check them out. Buy their CDs. Terrific Valentine's Day gift, by the way, people.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Thank you for being guests on my show, Comedy Concepts. Okay.
Thank you
very
much.
So much, Mama.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Voy a
www.cocomamamusic.com. Go check them out. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Buy their CD. And you can buy CDs on CD Baby as well. Also, go to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Have a good day, everyone.